Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
747, 13 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Rain on and off today, but not a washout or anything like that. Just enough, really, to get the car dirty. David Beard joins us, Director of Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute. ICE's or Border Patrol is getting ready to start their operation here. They said they're going to arrest 5,000 people. I don't know where that number came from. If it's supposed to be 10,000, then it should be that. If it's supposed to be 500, then it should be that. I don't know how they came upon an even number of 5,000. David Beard, tell me what's been... Good morning, first of all, to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir. Tell me what's been going on in Chicago and, as far as we know, Charlotte. Do we know anything about Charlotte yet?
Only very preliminary, estimates on the number of people arrested, a few hundred. In Chicago, it was a couple thousand. I don't know where they're getting 5,000. In New Orleans, they'd be overachieving there. Perhaps they have more agents there just because, you know, there's a big port there and there's some other people that they could pull into some of these operations. But yeah, I mean, what we're seeing in Chicago, and similar to LA, these operations are not targeted. They're street level, people want to call it racial profiling. It's profiling of some kind, whether it's racial or not. That's subjective, but they're going down the street. They're interviewing people. They're asking for documents. They're stopping cars. And it's producing arrests, but not many deportations because the people they're arresting haven't gone through the court process. So most of the people are, you know, either sitting in detention centers right now or they've been already released because, you know, the detention centers are full. They know they're not going to be able to deport them for a while because they're getting attorneys and they're presenting their cases. And if you look at the numbers, only 2.6% of the people they arrested in Chicago had a criminal record. So it's not targeted toward the worst of the worst or the gangbangers. And so I would say it hasn't been the best use of resources in this effort for deportation. There are a lot of people, you have to understand that there are a lot of people who do have criminal records who are out there, but they require more resources to go track them down, actually, you know, figure out where they are, use some intelligence to get to them. And right now that is being diverted toward these kind of sweeps at car washes and Home Depot and everything else.
You know, somebody texted in, I don't know, what is your uproar on this Border Patrol situation? Bottom line, if you're here illegally, you have nothing to worry about. I don't have an uproar about it. My problem is I don't want you to pee on my leg and tell me that it's raining. If, again, where does this number 5,000 come from? If who are we trying to get? And again, it goes to the efficacy of the operation, because if we're doing the old Fred Flintstone thing where the detention centers are full, so we're arresting them and letting them loose, then it seems like you could keep doing this forever and ever, right? Lather, rinse, repeat?
Well, absolutely. So, I mean, there's two different ways to measure the effect of this, right? I mean, one is the number of arrests, and really the number of deportations is the better measure there. And so because they're not targeting the people who have removal orders, the people who have criminal records who can, you know, be expedited through the process, you end up with a lot of people who don't end up being deported. And the other part of this, of course, is that because they're not targeting specific individuals who they know are here in the country illegally, they're wasting huge amounts of time with people who are here legally, who are American citizens.
So,
I mean, you can absolutely make a connection between the amount of resources that they're spending trying to vet, you know, just random people on the street, everyone at a construction site, versus going and finding the people who have criminal records who we're most concerned about. It doesn't matter. You might want every single person deported who's here illegally, but you should really start with the people who are posing a threat to others.
Yeah, let's talk about that when we come back. 751, we're talking to David Beard, Director of Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute. People that are very passionate about this, one or two people keep texting in repeatedly, and I'm not against people being deported at all. I'm against theater that waste resources when they should be targeting the people that are under a removal order, as David Beard just said, and they aren't. So we got this repeating thing going in where, just like when you arrest somebody when they come into the country, you detain them, then you let them go. It seems like that's what's happening here. If the detention centers are full, then you're arresting them and you're letting them go. Well, guess what? You could have the same theater tomorrow. You can go out and arrest them again and detain them for a second, and then they'll go again, like I said, like Fred Flintstone putting a cat out. 752, 8 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 9:57 to have Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to David Beard, Director of Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute, talking about the immigration raids that have happened in Los Angeles and Chicago and Charlotte and getting ready to start here. Tell me about these people that are under a removal order and how they're not being targeted, and how would Border Patrol go about finding out who they are and targeting them?
Yeah, I mean, you got over 200,000 individuals with removal orders who can be removed
immediately. What is a removal order, David? Tell me what that is.
A removal order is something issued by an immigration judge who says, yes, you're in the country illegally. There's no recourse for you. You don't have any way to stay legally. You got to go. And if Immigration and Customs Enforcement doesn't immediately remove them, then they can hang out in the system. If they didn't attend the court hearing, then there was no way to arrest them in the first place. So there are a lot of people out there like that. And then in addition to them, there's about 500,000 individuals with criminal records who can also be expedited through that court process as a result of that criminal record. So you can have a process to get those people out very quickly. For people without criminal records who you don't even know, okay, there's nothing on the books about them, there's no removal order, it takes much longer and results in people being released.
But still, over 200,000 can be removed immediately, yep, because they're under removal, yep, orders. They're talking about, yep, 5,000 here, 600 detained by ICE in Chicago, only 16 have criminal histories. It seems as though, and I'm not trying to demean anybody, yep, here, but it seems as though we got a lot of theater going here and we're not actually getting results. Is that accurate or not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're making a lot of arrests, but not accomplishing much in terms of the deportation campaign or in terms of public safety.
Do you want people that are under removal orders to be here in the country, David?
Well, it depends. I mean, I think that at the end of the day, people should have an opportunity to immigrate legally. So if they go home and they're married to a U.S. citizen and there's some reason for them to come back, yeah, we should welcome them back.
Right, but I'm saying if they're under the deportation order, well, then those are the people that should be deported and removed, not the people that you just want to go out and
absolutely. Legally, they should be deported.
We'll be
the
back.
Reality is there's a lot of people out there with criminal records who are higher priorities.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.